how much do they change their style of play, or do you go with stick to what you've been good at all season long, stick to what has brought you here? I mean, how does Barry Trotz balance, you know, adjustments and sticking to their identity to go up against this Pittsburgh team?
Well, yeah, I think, Corey, what you need is, you know, to figure out what's working in the moment. And the best example of that is probably a guy like Marcus Johansson, who had the best series that he's ever had in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. Coming off, you know, point-of-game guy, big goal, bunch of assists. And we saw in Game 6, we saw him move up to play on the second line with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams. And I think that's something we're going to see moving forward in the Pittsburgh series. Andrei Burakovsky has struggled. He hasn't come up with any points. That line as a whole didn't get anything 5-on-5 in the game, the series against Pittsburgh, or against Philadelphia, excuse me. So you want to find what works. And I think with Marcus on that line, that's going to help. But if that means that the third line is going to be Jason Chimera, Mike Richards, and probably Andrei Burakovsky. Andre's still going to have to be able to pull weight on a new line, which is something where, you know, if his confidence is shaken a little bit, you know, hopefully being with those guys and kind of jump-starting it, hopefully that doesn't end up being something that hurts him. But all three lines, and really four lines. So we saw Jay Beagle pick up a couple of goals even in the first round against the Flyers. Mm-hmm. So any direction that you go, you want to be able to find offense from all four lines. I think a big key for that is making that change with Marcus moving up, with Andre moving down.
Right, and Penguins won 3 of the 5 regular season matchups with Washington. Alex Ovechkin had 0 points in their matchups. Sidney Crosby had a goal and 3 assists, and there's always going to be the Crosby versus Ovechkin, even though they play different positions. They're obviously on the top lines, but my question, I mean, does this matter at all? Should Caps fans be worried about that stat?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, through the course of the season, you know, I mean, Alex had a tremendous season, and I don't know that Pittsburgh did anything extraordinary. Pittsburgh, honestly, was a terrible team in the first 2 months of the
yeah.
season. And the coaching change turned around Sidney Crosby, had the worst 2 months probably of his career. They obviously didn't like their last coach. They made the change, and they like this guy better, so that's good,
yeah.
I guess, if you're them. But as opposed to, you know, how the wins and losses came, I think the one game that might have been a concern, back on March 20th, playing in Pittsburgh, losing 6-2, there was a 4-2 game that ended up a 6-2 game, essentially, but the Caps were outplayed. They do need to be better at Consol. They do need to get, again, scoring from all lines, and they got to be able to do it at 5-on-5. I mean, Corey, the thing is, too, I mean, when you've got the power play that the Caps have, that's great, but you're not going to get many chances more often than not. And to be able to get a number of chances and cash in on them, that's good. But if you're going to win the series, you're going to have to do it with goaltending. Braden Holtby, check, no problem.
Yep.
But you need to be able to score 5-on-5. And this team didn't do that as well as they probably needed to in the first round. They got by because they were able to score on the power play, but that's not something you want to bank on. That would be the one concern, I think, moving into the second round here. You want to be able to get that 5-on-5 going, and hopefully that'll help you a little bit.
The Penguins' power play went 8-for-21, good for 38% in the first round, a league best. Their penalty kill was very good as well. Washington's penalty kill, as you alluded to already, was outstanding. Only gave up one power play goal in 23 tries to Philadelphia. Sort of a question that I've always wondered is, you know, when you have a great power play and a great penalty kill coming together, and I mean, both these teams are good on special teams, but the Capitals have shown their penalty kill to be outstanding, and Pittsburgh to be their power play outstanding. So, I mean, which one would you rather have, a great penalty kill or a great power play in the playoffs?
Well, I'd say probably if I had to pick one, I'd probably say penalty kill, although both are nice. And, you know, the Capitals were very fortunate to be able to have both in the first round.
Yeah.
But the penalty kill is, you know, you need to be able to get that big stop. Not only does it prevent the other team from scoring, but it also can build momentum for you when you need it. A big stop, especially if it's a home game and the crowd going nuts, I mean, that can start to spur you the other direction pretty quick. So I think if I was going to pick one, I'd probably go penalty kill. I think in this series, Pittsburgh's penalty kill is pretty pedestrian. And I think the one thing for Pittsburgh, they have to be disciplined. If they're taking penalties and the Caps are getting 3, 4, 5 chances a night, Pittsburgh is going to lose this series.
Right.
I would suspect that that's going to be something they try to do, and you limit it to 1 or 2 a game, and now suddenly the 5-on-5, you're forcing Washington's hand, and maybe the momentum starts to swing Pittsburgh's way. But in any case, we know it's going to be fun. We'll just have to see how many penalties get called.